Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's just you and me, and I want to talk about, about startup, about starting a small business, about getting it going. And, you know, it's been 20 plus years since I started my small business. And, you know, it's evolved, a few times over that 23 or so years. But I still remember very well, I'll never, ever, as long as I live, as long as I have my mental faculties, I'll never forget the morning, the moment that I made the decision to pull the trigger and start my business. Now, I did it because I got fired. Basically downsized, I should say. That's really what happened. But twice, I'd gotten downsized twice. It was kind of bad luck there in a couple of years, and I decided that I said to myself as I was thinking about getting my resume out and working updating it, I remember thinking, I don't need any help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself. And I started. That was kind of the point that I made to myself that made me really get up off my backside and go out and start my business. Now, I started a service business. Meaning I had a consulting company, so I didn't have to buy inventory and have to buy equipment. I didn't have to, I had to buy computers. I had to buy some technology, but I did not have to buy a bunch of inventory. And so that helped me. But when you're in your small business that you want to start, the one that you're thinking about, you're going to have some capital. And one of the reasons why there aren't as many small businesses, startups, this recovery as we have in last recovery, if you remember, I predicted that this was going to happen. One of the reasons why there are fewer startups is primarily because the capital availability that is not there this time that has been available in the past. Most people don't have the housing equity that they can leverage like they did in the past. Most people, the credit lines that we had on our credit cards a few years ago, those have been diminished quite a bit because the credit card companies have done it. So capital availability has really been tough for startups. But you're going to have some capital. And so what I want to encourage you to do is watch every penny. Don't spend money that you don't have to spend on things that you don't need. And develop a bank relationship. Find an independent community, local independent community bank. Tell them what you want to do. Maybe in the beginning, don't ask them for any money. Banks are not going to loan to a startup unless there's some kind of collateral behind it. If you got some collateral, if they'll take it, give it to them. If you need a little capital. But just start building a banking relationship. Folks, this is exactly what I did. I went to an independent community bank. I got to know them a little bit, and before you knew it, they saw what I was doing, and the next thing I knew, the bank president was saying, hey, Jim, can we help you? Do you need some money? Folks, that's what relationship banking is, but the reason that he did that was because I just got to know him. I went to the bank. I met them. We had some mutual friends, and they watched me grow my business little by little, bootstrap my business from nothing. They knew I started from scratch, a blank sheet of paper. They knew I didn't have any capital. And that's worse, you know, I was so undercapitalized, you can't say undercapitalized because I didn't have any. Well, I had a little bit. But they saw me turn that into customers and customers into revenue. My deposits went up a little bit, slowly but surely, over a period of a couple of years. And finally, when I'd go by to make a little deposit, they, you know, said, hey, Jim, you need any help? You need to borrow money for some computers? And finally, those are the people who loaned me the money for the building that I'm in right now, that I've been in for 20 years. That's how you build this, folks. But you can't get in a hurry. You got to be patient. If it's what you're supposed to do, it's worth it. And it takes some time. The reason why it takes time to build a small business from nothing, which millions of you out there now want to do, is the reason it takes time is it's worth it. And if it were easy, monkeys would be doing it. So think about that as you think about starting your business. We got Tori Johnson on the line. She's going to be with us right after we come back after these messages. And she's going to talk to us about her ideas on starting your business. And she'll have some good ones. She knows all about that. She's the author of Spark and Hustle. Stay with us.
Pretending that I'm doing well. My need is such. I pretend too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.